On a night of dread and great darkness, Abram prepared the sacrifice. The heifer, the she-goat, and the ram were divided and laid piece against piece. But Abram did not walk between them. A deep sleep fell upon him. Then the smoking furnace and the burning lamp passed through alone. God swore by himself. And God remembers. Before there was Sinai priesthood or nation, before Israel had merited anything, God bound his name to Abraham's children and promised what his own right hand would bring. Abram was sleeping when the oath was established. He added no labor, condition, or claim. The covenant rested on Yahweh's own character, on the God who cannot deny his name. God remembers when his people forget. His loving commitment endures forever. Though wrath is awakened and judgment is right, the oath made to Abraham still stands in his sight. The kinsman has paid what the law would require. God remembers his mercy in the midst of the fire. At Sinai, the people corrupted themselves. They fashioned a calf from the blessing he gave. God told Moses, "Let me alone, that my wrath may burn and consume them away." But Moses stood in the breach before him. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by yourself. He pleaded the oath and the covenant held. God remembers when his people forget. His loving commitment endures forever. Though wrath is awakened and judgment is right, the oath made to Abraham still stands in his sight. The kinsman has paid what the law would require. God remembers his mercy in the midst of the fire. They doubted his power beside the Red Sea. They hoarded the manna and worshipped the gold. They mingled among the surrounding nations, forgot his law and abandoned the fold. They shed the innocent blood of their children. The land was polluted by what they had done. Yet Psalm 106 gives the reason they survived. His loving commitment had not been undone.
He remembered for them his covenant and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. Not because Israel remained faithful, but because the faithful one cannot lie.
His loving commitment endures forever. Though wrath is awakened and judgment is right, the oath made to Abraham still stands in his sight. The kinsman has paid what the law would require. God remembers his mercy in the midst of the fire.
Habakkuk trembled at what was approaching. His lips quivered and rottenness entered his bones. The fields would fail and the fold would be empty, but his confidence rested in Yahweh alone. Oh Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. Revive your work in the midst of the years. In wrath, remember mercy. Preserve those who live by faith when judgment appears.
Then the son of David came, our kinsman redeemer, the seed of Abraham with the lawful right. He paid what the law and righteousness required. His own blood became the redemption price.
To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham.
The promise made in darkness was fulfilled in Christ.
Mercy is not softness.
Mercy does not deny
the holiness demanding
that judgment arrive.
Mercy is the covenant
standing through the flame,
the loving commitment
of the God who cannot change.
God remembers when his people forget.
Judgment is right.
The oath made to Abraham
still stands in his sight.
The kinsman has paid what the law would require.
God remembers his mercy in the midst of the fire.
The covenant holds because he swore it would.
And God remembers.